Ryan Burrow is the WGN Radio News Director. Andy Mazur in the sports department is hanging around. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about Ryan and Andy, what the mayor of Arlington Heights said, where we were all celebrating the Bears signaling that it is going to be Arlington Heights. Arlington Heights, the new mayor, who's only been in office for a couple of weeks now, but he has been very measured about his enthusiasm for turning that stadium site over to the Bears. I just want to quote him. He said, when and if the Bears do make an announcement that they're coming to Arlington Heights with certainty, there will be a process that's going to begin, and there will be an enormous amount of opportunity for every resident and business owner to become educated and participate in the dialogue that's going to happen. And this entire board, believe me when I tell you, we'll have something to say, and it'll be wonderful or it won't be. The article in the Daily Herald talks about at least one critic who was there and doesn't like any kind of subsidies that might come the Bears' way. Ryan, as you've been following this story, what stands out to you here?
Well, first of all, this was in response to the public comment section where someone had brought up the fact that there were backdoor deals going on. So I think he wanted to kind of quash that and say there are no backdoor deals that are going on. Anything that does happen, we will fully present to the public and explain it out, and then we will get feedback. So that's some of what was brought out because we didn't get a lot during yesterday's village board meeting. There are two things that are reasons for the mayor to kind of pause and not exactly get swept up in this wave of, you know, pro Arlington Heights
enthusiasm.
Feelings. Yeah. Number one is, remember, it was 1 year ago, Andy, when the mayor of Chicago and Kevin Warren were standing side by side talking about a Chicago project. So in 1 year, things have changed considerably. And I think that's sitting in the back of his mind saying, I don't want to be that guy again, you know, like the mayor was saying this is going to happen in Chicago because things can change. And among some of the things that could change that we still have kind of out there is, you know, a lot of the details. Number one, the village of Arlington Heights was able to negotiate a deal. Well, it wasn't the village, actually. It was the school districts were able to negotiate that tax deal with the Bears. You remember that? And that kind of cleared the way for some of the Bears' issues with Arlington Heights. They lowered that tax rate from, was it $9 million to $3.5 million? But that's only good through 2027. And I don't think the Bears are going to be playing in Arlington Heights, even if the deal is made by 2027, which means they'll have to renegotiate all of that.
And the village may want the Bears to pay a higher percentage of the tax subsidy for the schools.
Exactly. So that is still kind of out there. They got to this point and everyone seems happy. And in fact, the school districts came out with a note saying, hey, we're so glad that this, you know, the Bears are now pitching to Arlington Heights.
A $1 billion stadium, it would seem to me like $6 million, $10 million.
Try $5 billion stadium.
Yeah, it's probably going to be, I think it's going to be closer to $5 billion when all is said and done, when you actually build out that campus.
I cut you off. So there's the issue that was cleared, a hurdle about the schools.
So that was cleared, but we still have till 2027. They're going to have to renegotiate something there. We're still waiting on the traffic study, trying to figure out how people are going to come in and go out of that stadium, which is obviously a problem right now. It's sold field of anyone to the Beyonce concert or anything like that.
And as Bob Kessler pointed out the last time we talked about this, they're used to putting 30,000 people in and out of there for Mother's Day or something like that. So it's not like they got to build a whole new infrastructure.
This is doubling the population of Arlington Heights, though, in that 326 square acres, and you've got train tracks to deal with.
Doubling the capacity of the stadium, you mean, not of the village.
No, doubling the village, actually. The population is somewhere around, I thought, about 70, 80,000. So, you know, they're trying to figure out how to move all those people into that spot. Basically, yes, you are doubling what the Arlington Million would have gotten. But
right.
There's train tracks that go there, so you can't really filter them from the north. So they got to get all that stuff kind of figured out. They're doing the financial study as well to find out, is this actually going to be beneficial to us? And, you know, all indications are probably would be. But, you know, if there's anything in there that the consulting agency says could be a problem, that could raise an issue.
Well, but the idea that the public will not be taxed for this, I think, is not true. Ultimately, if you're going to have to change lanes or build roads or lower tracks or build viaducts, I don't know how you're going to squeeze everything in there. Granted, the space is there, but you've got to anticipate a higher capacity. it's hard to believe that the city or the state won't bear some of that cost.
Well, and right now there are a couple bills going on in Springfield that I don't know if the legislators are going to take up. One is, actually, I think we reported on this, the Bears Act, which would allow for state funding for teams if they were to win more than 50% of their games over three seasons.
I think it's five.
Well, they would have to win three out of five. I don't know if that's going to go anywhere, but also as part of it, the Bears are pushing legislation that would freeze the assessment of that old racetrack for 23 to 40 years. And that's going to be a big deal for them. They want to get that approved to say, basically, okay, this is the value and this is what we're going to lock in.
Oh, really? And then we're going to put a really? Wow, is that a sweetener?
You're telling me
that's not the state participating in the building of the stadium? Absolutely it is. It's a negative cost.
And we'll see if that gets through. We'll see if that's a deal killer. Also, you saw that there's discussions now about fire station, police, things like that, which, you know, minor details you'd think, but they could end up being major deals if the Bears aren't willing to put in a football.
But Andy, you've been saying all along that all of those details notwithstanding, there's no doubt in your mind.
None. And there hasn't been ever since they bought the land, because this is not an organization that throws around money like other organizations do. Let's just call it the way we see it here. I mean, that's the fact of what the McCaskey family's reputation has been. It's changing. I mean, I think they really, they anteed up for the coach and now they ponied up for that land. They are one of the only teams, if not the only team in the NFL, that does not own their own stadium. It seems ludicrous that they would go back to Chicago and have to share again, and not be in control of the playing surface, not being in control of the money, where it's going as far as concerts parking. And Final Four and parking. There's not enough room over there for a stadium that big, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't blame the mayor of Arlington Heights for being a little, guarded about this, because the Bears have all the cards. I mean, they're a popular franchise. People are going to, no matter what they say, people are going to go to that stadium, whether it's in Chicago or it's in Arlington Heights, because the Bears are that popular here.
Oh, yeah. We have less than a left, fellas. But I could also argue, I think you just made the point, that the Arlington Heights has the cards. That is, the Bears don't like their deal. Arlington Heights is a perfect spot for them.
Because the Bears can just say, okay, we're gone. See ya.
Another reason for the mayor to say, whoa, wait a minute here. We don't have everything we want at this point.
Kevin Warren played Brandon Johnson like a fiddle, because Brandon Johnson needed a win. And he was all on board. And it's not materializing.
Okay. So it's maybe not changed from the last time we brought this up. It still looks like it's going to go to Arlington Heights. The mayor is just being careful about it.
I would think that's the case. And I want to point out, too, real quick, I know you've got to get to something, but when they looked at buying this land in 2021, since then, Lori Lightfoot was mayor. Now you've got a new mayor there. Tom Hayes was the mayor of Arlington Heights. You got a new mayor there. Ted Phillips was the president.
Oh, wow.
And now this is literally, from 2021 to now, completely new player. So I think they're all kind of feeling each other out still.
That's a good point. It's 10:56 WGN Radio News. Northwestern Medicine Newsroom follows this. And Ryan, thanks for popping in. Andy, for sticking around.